在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we catch up with some listener mail.
Starting with Azmul Haq from Dhaka, Bangladesh, who writes, We catch so many things, but what is the meaning of a catch-22 situation?
It's true, we catch a ball, catch a fish, catch a cold. But here's what the American Heritage Dictionary has to say about catch-22. 1. A situation in which a desired outcome or solution is impossible to attain because of a set of inherently illogical rules or conditions.
2. A situation or predicament characterized by absurdity or senselessness.
And 3. A contradictory or self-defeating course of action.
The expression comes from a book published in 1961, the war novel Catch-22 by the late author Joseph Heller. Heller himself flew many bombing missions during World War II. The main character in his book is a flyer named Yossarian.
Yossarian is obsessed with the fear of dying and doesn't want to fly anymore. He's angry that his commander, hoping for a promotion to general, keeps raising the number of missions his unit must fly.
Here's the scene from the 1970 movie Catch-22, in which Yossarian, played by actor Alan Arkin, appeals to a military doctor to ground him.
I'm crazy!
Who says so?
Ask anybody! Ask Nately, Dobbs, McWatt, hey, or tell him!
Tell him what?
Am I crazy?
He's crazy, Doc. He won't fly with me. I take good care of him, but he won't. He's crazy, all right.
He's all crazy.
Of course he is. He has to be crazy to keep flying after all the close calls he's had.
Then why can't you ground him?
I can, but first he has to ask me.
That's all he's got to do to be grounded?
That's all.
And then you can ground him.
No, then I cannot ground him. There's a catch.
A catch?
Sure, catch-22. Anyone who wants to get out of combat isn't really crazy, so I can't ground him.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. In order to be grounded, I've got to be crazy. And I must be crazy to keep flying. But if I ask to be grounded, that means I'm not crazy anymore and I have to keep flying.
You've got it. That's catch-22.
Woo!
That's some catch on catch-22.
It's the best there is.
And the same could be said for the expression itself. It caught on during the 1960s as many Americans opposed their country's involvement in the Vietnam War.
Azmul Haq in Dhaka also asks another question. What's the meaning of huffing and puffing?
Well, that's simple. Imagine yourself doing something really strenuous, like shoveling all that snow we've been having here in Washington. Your heart races, you start breathing heavily, so heavily that it's hard to talk. That's huffing and puffing.
Next, a question from Helen Wang in the Chinese city of Wuhan. She'd like to know what second guess means, as used in this sentence. While the court was skeptical about the wisdom of the copyright extension, seven justices believed it was not their role to second guess Congress. When you second guess someone else's decision, it means you presume to know better.
It's not a positive expression, since it's hard to imagine many people would appreciate being second-guessed.
Song Xiaolu in Shanghai has this question. Why do American women like to call a man a beefcake or stud muffin if he's well-built with muscles? Why cake and muffin?
After all, cakes and muffins are baked goods. Well, the Random House Historical Dictionary of American Slang dates beefcake back to 1949. The term started out to describe, quote, photographs or motion pictures of partially clad muscular men. It was suggested by the existing term cheesecake to describe pictures of women.
As for stud muffin, the Dictionary of American Slang by the late Robert Chapman dates that term to students in the 1980s and defined as an attractive young man. But stud by itself was in use as a term of virility by the early 1900s. Now here's another question from a listener by the email name of Marshield. What does a flip answer mean? For that, we turn to a special guest.
Flip answer is something irreverent or something which is not serious. You might give a flip answer to a question when you are not really wanting to give a serious answer.
That's Anu Garg, the man behind the internationally popular online service called A Word a Day. You'll hear lots more words next Thursday when he's our guest on Wordmaster.
Our programs are on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.